Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and also the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including radio, print, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay. And perfect. Had the pleasure to speak with Tasha Jomans.
Yes, this is Tasha.
Thank you, Ms. Tasha. Excellent. Now, let's go ahead and continue. Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you, but on your cell phone, but we would like to make it quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. So, are you in a safe place?
I am. I'm in a safe place. How long will it take?
Around 5 minutes, as much. It won't take too much of your time, actually. Let's go ahead and continue. And tell me, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? For example, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Okay. And what is your age?
47.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you say that you will definitely vote? Probably vote?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Thank you for that.
Okay. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country's ahead, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's ahead?
Dissatisfied.
Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wage or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or racing to the point where you can really get ahead?
What's the first option?
Let me read it to you. Keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Keeping up.
Keeping up. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are the most important to them when considering how to vote in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important a voting issue is for you. Use a 10 if you think that is the most important, a 5, for example, if it is somewhat important for you, or 0 if it isn't important at all for you. Let me go ahead and start.
Okay.
Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Banning assault weapons.
10.
Addressing the maternal health and also crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 public school education.
10.
10, okay? Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
10? Okay, perfect. Now, raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share?
10.
Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioid, and fentanyl?
0.
0. Okay. Now, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
10. Okay, let's go ahead and continue. We're almost done. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? For example, I will give you some answers and you may choose two or one, if it's up to you. Now, improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, protecting and preventing our democracy and freedom, stopping on hard fought for rights and freedoms for being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and making changes with the first woman of color president, combating the race of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality for being rolled back.
So I can do how many?
Two or one.
The first one, improving K-12 education.
Okay. Thank you for that. Just that one, or would you like to add another one?
Yes, another one. The one about race relations.
Regulation. Race elections. Or regulation.
Race relations. It was something about race.
Oh, okay. Okay, already got it. Yeah. Already got it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for that. And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, a 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 meaning that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, you can tell me as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for that. Now, let's go ahead and start with J.D. Benz.
0.
0, okay. What about, Jill Stein?
0.
Okay. Republicans in Congress? How do you rate them, Republicans in Congress?
0.
0, okay. Joe Biden?
75.
Kamala Harris?
100.
100. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
75.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Michelle Obama.
100.
Thank you for that. Now, I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Kamala Harris, the Independent Cornel West, the Republican Donald Trump, the Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and the Independent Jill Stein, for whom you will vote? If you're on the side, please let me know as well.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you for that. And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom you will vote? the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate? Or
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. As you may hear, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democrat Party candidate for president. Next, would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democrat Party candidate for president. Now, for each, please tell me whether you strongly agree or somewhat disagree, agree or strongly disagree with that statement. Let me read you the first one, and it will be like this. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman. Will you say that you are strongly agree, somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree?
Can you read that again, please?
My pleasure. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
Oh, yes, I am worried about that, yes.
Will you say that you strongly agree. Okay, and I think this is the other statement. I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people.
Strongly agree.
Excellent. Strongly agree. We're almost done, and thank you for your collaboration. Now, I would like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me, who do you think will be better at handling these issues? For example, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Now, for example, racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it. For example, Kamala Harris will be much better or somewhat better, or Donald Trump will be somewhat better or much better?
Kamala Harris will be better. Somewhat better.
So much better. Okay. Now, mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illness.
Kamala Harris will be better.
Okay. Now, increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you.
Kamala Harris will be better.
Tackling inflation and growing the economy.
Kamala Harris will be better.
Raising crime and violence.
Kamala Harris will be better.
Okay. Now, next I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason for you to vote, a 5 means that somewhat convincing reason for you to vote, and 0 meaning it's not a valid reason at all for you to vote in 2024 presidential elections, and you can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Now, our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographic of our country. Now, they are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought for to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative actions to college diversity programs to business founding, especially designed to help minority and women's business to control over that we do with our bodies. They are fighting our progress. Voting is now. We use the power or our power to fight back by supporting those candidates who will fight for our rights and make sure that we don't go backwards. On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Now, let me read you the other one. our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens, rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicals are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increasing crime, drain the treasury, and overload the schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first.
Jen.
Okay. And women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts, with more than double their material mortality rate, and African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It is time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, for maternal health, and also to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health. Will you say it on a scale to 10? How do you rate this?
10.
Okay, perfect. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, and it's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you, will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous election, less important, or is about the same?
About the same.
About the same, okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or applications for each. Please tell me when whether you have used them in the past 2 days, okay? For example, Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. YouTube.
Yes.
Facebook.
Yes.
Twitter.
Yes.
And TikTok.
Yes.
Perfect. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? For example, first to 11th grade.
I have a doctorate.
Oh, you have
a doctorate.
You have a, okay.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and mark that down here. And are you married, unmarried?
Divorced.
Living?
Divorced.
Divorced. Okay. Thank you for that. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, one 18.
Okay. And how will you describe the area where you currently live? For example, urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Okay. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often will you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week? Or more every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. And we're almost done. I think this is the last question. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Perfect. And which of the following best describe your work situation? Employed, retired or disabled, unemployed,
employed.
Student, employed. Perfect. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a really good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.